Listen, Andy, what's the number to the hotel? I want to call my maid and get us started packing.
Miss Alia 3-2.
Miss Alia 3-2, please. Let me see. You sailed Friday. That means...
Sherry, it's starting to snow! Isn't that wonderful? I've never felt more like Christmas in my life, don't you, Sherry?
Shut your nasty little face!
Hello, this is Michelle. Will you put me through to my maid, please? Cosette? Now listen carefully, Cosette. We're leaving on the Raffaello Friday. I want you to start packing immediately because I'll be there in about an hour to pick you up, okay? Fine. Now I have some telegrams I want you to send. Have you got a pencil?
Good.
Okay, the first one goes to Lord and Lady Canard. You'll find all these addresses in my dressing case, okay? Darlings, wanted you to be the first to know. Cedric and I being married immediately upon arrival. Love, Lorraine. The same message goes to Marquise de Mary del Barg, the Duke and Duchess of Kent, and my mother in Kansas City. And I want you to send some cables. The first one goes to Hallie Carnegie. Please meet me, Sherry Netherlands, noon tomorrow, with sketches of bridal gown and trousseau, Lorraine. Oh, and one to the president of Tiffany's. Please hold in reserve for me the triple string of pearls I picked out in October. Lorraine. Okay, you got that? Fine, I'll see you in an hour, Cosette. Bye-bye. Thank goodness for Cosette. I'd simply die without her. Well, life is really full of surprises, isn't it? Who'd have thought an hour ago I'd be on my way to London?
An hour ago? No, I certainly wouldn't have thought it an hour ago.
Good God, will this drivel never stop? I have a violent headache.
Oh, Sherry, dear, can I get you something?
You know, Sherry, I'm sorry if I've offended you, but after all...
Hi, everybody. Say, you know, it's snowing out. We're going to have a real old-fashioned Christmas.
Why don't you telephone your scoop to the New York Times?
A bird. Miss Sheldon has to get a plane out of Cleveland tonight. Can we drive her up there, you and I?
Oh, certainly. Sorry, got to go, Miss Sheldon. No bad news, I hope.
Oh, no. On the contrary, very good news. Wonderful news.
Yes, calls for a drink. Not being a very good host, Sherry, how about a little bottle of champagne?
Oh, I can do better than that. Let me mix you a Jefferson special, okay, Miss
Yes, yes, yes. Mix anything, only stop this drooling.
Anybody admired my Christmas present yet, Maggie?
Oh, I forgot. Look, everybody, from Mr. Jefferson to me.
Oh, what a lovely Christmas present. Isn't that sweet, Sherry?
Ducky.
See, Bert, I told you it was beautiful.
Good God, my head is bursting.
A Jefferson special will cure anything. Oh, by the way, I got an interview with Beverly Carlton at the station. You were right, Mr. Whiteside. He's quite a character.
Bert, mix those drinks, will you?
On the fire. I was lucky to even get 2 minutes with him. He was in a telephone booth most of the time.
Bert, mix those drinks.
Okay. Couldn't hear what he was saying, but from the faces he was making, it looked like a scene from one of his plays.
Bert, for goodness sakes, will you
Just a minute, Jefferson. You say Mr. Carlton was in a telephone booth at the station?
Yeah, he certainly was. I thought he'd never come out. He kept talking, making the damnedest faces for about 5 minutes.
Jefferson, my headache is gone with the wind. Make me a double special, will you?
Got
it. Agent 007 is now at work.
Hello, operator dear. Operator, could you tell me, have there been any calls from England over this phone within the past, half hour? Yes, I'll wait.
Sherry, what is this?
What's that? There have been no calls from England for the past 3 days. Thank you, Operator. Blossom girl. Here, dear. Thank you, Operator, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
Sherry, what is this? What does this mean?
It means, Lorraine, that you have just played the greatest love scene of your career with none other than Beverly Carlton.
Why, that's not true. I was talking to Cedric.
It was Beverly you poured your girlish heart out to. Oh, me, who would have thought 5 minutes ago that you would not be going to London?
Sherry, I want this explained.
Explained, Lorraine? Well, all I can tell you is that Beverly Carlton was indulging in one of his famous bits of mimicry. You've heard him do Lord Bottomley before, haven't you?
Yes, yes, of course. But this is so dreadful. What? Those cables! Those cables! Give me the hotel! Whatever it's called! I want the hotel! I'll get up for this or the last thing I... Why, that skunk! That
it easy.
What do you mean, take it easy? Don't you realize I'm your laughingstock of England? I won't dare to show my face in London. I knew Beverly Carlton was low, but not this low. Why, what a silly trick to pull. It's not even funny. I just don't understand it. Do you, Sherry? Do you, Maggie? Why would he just walk out of here and walk into a phone booth and try to ship me over to England on a fool's errand? Just doesn't make any sense. There had to be a reason. It doesn't make sense without one. Why would Beverly Carlton or anyone else for that matter? Maggie, and to think that I, well, wild horses could have driven.